Welcome to Shomer Shoah and the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Arbi HaKasholim and Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Nun Vov. The Gemara in Amud Beis starts a sugya that goes into Daf Nun Zayin. And the Gemara says the concept that Hashoichin Itom B'toich Tumasom, what it says in the Pasuk in Yom Kippurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoichin with us in the Tumah, Afilu B'shah Shem Tmeim Shechina Imoim. Even when Am Yisrael are Tameh, Shechina is still with us. The Gemara goes on to bring a discussion between Rav Chanino and Amin that they discussed if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us or not. And Amin said, there's a pasuk that says that Am Yisrael is tame. Answer Rav Chanino, but HaShoichet Itam HaToich Tomas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us even when we're tame. Explains the Maharsha that Amin said, you're like an Isha Nida. Isha Nida doesn't have a husband. Answered Rav Chanino, yeah, but the Tumas Tida doesn't mean the husband left away. The husband is still with us. The husband is with the wife, just not completely together. And Rav Tzadik HaKohen, in his Sfarim, speaks about this concept a lot. And in Sefer Sisi Laila, he adds that the idea of Hashoichin Itom B'toich Tumasom really refers to every single Jew, what we call the Pintali Yid, the little fire that every Jew has in him that is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Neshama Shenasata Bi Tehoirihi, the Neshama is always star, is always connected to Hashem. And regardless of how much a Jew is tameh, and how many averus he did, he's still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he adds later in the Sefer, this is the idea that we know that a person does tshuva, he's able to turn around all the averus to become schusim. How does that work? Because really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in him the whole time. He's always able to take wherever he is and transform his whole tumah to tahara. HaShoichin Itom B'toich Tumasom gives the ability to take the tumah and turn that tumah into tahara. Turn all the bad and turn it to good. And he adds another place in his Sefer of Tzadik, that this is what the Gemara tells us in Eruv in the beginning, that there is a Mishkan and there's a Migdash. Mishkan and Migdash, Mishkan Ikri Migdash, Migdash Ikri Mishkan, meaning the Mishkan and the Midbar, and Beis HaMigdash and Yerushalayim, they're interchangeable, the names. So he says this is the difference in terms of the concept. Mishkan means HaShoichin Itom B'toich Tumasom. That's the idea HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us the whole time. Migdash is Loshon Kodesh. It's Kedusha. Is that you need to respect, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not come to Him when you're not Kodesh. Says these two aspects, they both act together simultaneously. On one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us even in the time of Tumah. On the other hand, the only way to really connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be Kodesh. There is a combination. The Shem is with us the whole time, but on the other hand, you need to purify yourself to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are two ways, two elements of the connection of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chiddush over here is HaShoichin Itom B'toich Tumasom is the concept of Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us regardless what it is. That goes back to what Chazal tell us. Kol Mokam Shegalu Shechina Imem. Shechina is always with us regardless where we are. And the Shem Yishmuel in Pashas Achri Tafresh Be'alaf, towards the end of his life, mentions the name of his father, Avni Nezer. That this is the idea that this pasuk is brought down specifically in Yom Kippurim. Dafka in the parsha of Yom Kippur, it says, HaShoichin Itom B'toich Tumasom. Because the whole idea of Yom Kippur is that we can transform all the bad and turn it into good. As the Maharal tells us, Yom Kippur, Yom Lashon Kippur, Kelim, we show that averus are not us. The whole idea of Yom Kippur is to show that really where do we belong to? We belong to Hashem. Our connection is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mainly all the bad and all the tumah is completely gone. That's why Dafka here in Yom Kippur, it says, HaShoichin Itom B'toich Tumasom. Regardless how many tumah you have, you still have connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from here comes the kapara. That's the revelation of Yom Kippur. The gil of Yom Kippurim is that we always can be connected to Hashem. Regardless where you are, doesn't matter where a Jew stands, he's always able to reach out to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is HaShoichin Itom B'toich Tumasom. Anyone who wants to join the Shomer Shoah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomershoah@gmail.com.